Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 21st in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land. The Constitution for the United States of America is our guide. The checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers. What are the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips? And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. A quick recap of yesterday's show we had on Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, doing a phenomenal job. We talked about this incredible tribute to Father's Day by J.P. Sears, a well-known comedian, but serious for once. Always poignant in his comedianship, if you will, in his drawings and in his efforts there, but an incredible column article this time. We talked about Father's Day is not only a time to celebrate role models, the dads and father figures in our lives, but it's also a reminder of the responsibility we have to our children. I believe that it's our duty as fathers to set the tone of our culture, lead by example, and stand up for our family, our community, and our country, he says. Amen to that. We, the First Presidency of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and the Council of the 12 Apostles, solemnly proclaim that marriage between a man and a woman is ordained of God, and the family is central to the Creator's plan and destiny for his children. All human beings, male and female, are created in the image of God. Each is a beloved spirit, son, or daughter of God, and as such has a divine nature and destiny. Gender is an essential characteristic of premortal, mortal, and postmortal, or an eternal identity and purpose. By divine design, fathers are to preside over their families in love and righteousness, and are responsible to provide the necessities of life for their children and their families. Mothers are primarily for the nurture of their children, but mothers and fathers are equal partners and must help one another. Anyway, we talked about that in detail because it relates directly to the role of a traditional God-ordained father. We also talked about Lowell Nelson attending the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints venues all over the country, touring and understanding the history of the church. They started out in New York as Joseph Smith Jr. restored the gospel of Jesus Christ to the earth, all the way to the Olympic State of Utah is the rich history. Anyway, he studied it and brought forth a lot of interesting, fantastic things that he learned. We also wrapped up the hour with Lowell Nelson talking about the road to nuclear Armageddon. That's a talk that Lou Rockwell gave, lourockwell.com. To learn more, is there anything we can do to de-escalate the situation? Ron Paul says we should end our involvement in NATO. It's disaster and it's just war. The same people who imposed COVID tyranny on us now want us to risk war with Russia. We must stop them at all costs. Amen to that reality check. Second hour yesterday, we had on Dr. Scott Bradley. Then we talked about Juneteenth is now a U.S. holiday, truly a day of division, marked by controversy. You know, they talk about the hypocrisy of honoring Juneteenth while condemning critical race theory. All right, the bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a white person, there's no way to celebrate this holiday. Okay? You're an enemy. You're a racist. It's core centrally. You can't stop it. You'll never get over it. See, these holidays they're creating nowadays are replacing the traditional patriotic days. Okay? They're calling Juneteenth Independence Day. Well, that was what July 4th was for. But see, they're getting rid of July 4th. They're calling it a white man's holiday. And they're replacing it, at least hopefully, with Juneteenth, a black man's holiday. And instead of a general patriotic, let's stand together for George Washington, devolved into President's Day. And now we got Martin Luther King Day, and we don't even have George Washington Day. And slowly but surely, they're replacing all these holidays that used to be patriotic with divisionary days, all in a divide and conquer communist style Hegelian dialectic. We need to reject it, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, the FDA authorizes COVID shots for kids under five, and the CDC recommends COVID-19 for children, COVID-19 vaccines for children, as young as 6 months. So the FDA and the CDC now both aboard. Now, Rand Paul quizzed down Anthony Fauci, the supposedly top doctor on this thing. Paul asked Fauci if he could cite any statistics or any studies that show that COVID booster shots reduce hospitalization and death in children. Fauci could not. Quote, right now, there is not enough evidence. There's not enough data that has been accumulated for us to validate that that is the case, he said. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're literally forcing these shots on children. We're literally having the government endorse these shots, even though they have no evidence, not enough data whatsoever, blatantly admitted by supposedly the top doctor in America. But yet they're going for it, hook, line, and sinker. It is insane. In fact, only one governor has the guts to stand up against it. Ron DeSantis of Florida said, hey, I'm not providing state support for the vaccinations. DeSantis said that parents could still give the shots for their children if they want to, but we're not bringing it in. We're not paying for it. We're not subsidizing it. We're not partnering in this. We're not standing in the way, but we're not partnering. The mainstream press trying to attack Ron and manipulating what he said. And Ron basically now is saying, hey, they're lying to you, ladies and gentlemen. Your government is literally lying to you about what I said and where we stand in Florida. The only state to stand up. What a sad tale to tell, but good for Ron. All right, that's a recap of yesterday's show. Without further ado, News the Networks Refuse to Use starts now. The good Sheriff Richard Mack with me, CSPOA.org. Welcome back, sir.
Sam, thanks so much. It's great to be with you this beautiful Tuesday morning.
All right, quickly, only 24 states and the District of Columbia are giving workers day off since Biden declared it, that's Juneteenth, a federal holiday in 2021. Only 24 states are willing to kind of back that and give people the day off. It is a divisive holiday, to say the least, sir.
It is. I completely forgot about it being a holiday yesterday, probably five or six times. I still don't understand it and how quickly it became one. And I didn't know that the president got to declare holidays for us. But obviously...
Yeah, makes law, sir. Don't you know that?
Yeah. Okay.
I know he's in the wrong branch of government. Nobody cares anymore. No one understands and nobody
cares.
No,
nobody cares. And, you know, Sam, we said before the show, there is so much to talk about today. And there is, it just keeps going on and on. And you always think it can't get any worse. And I'm not saying that the holiday is making it worse. What I'm saying is the whole attitude in Washington that they just believe they can do anything they want. And especially the president, and he's gotten away with it so long. The position of president has gotten away with it so long. And it just really makes me cringe and laugh when any of these Democrats in Washington start talking and referring to the Constitution. Nancy Pelosi, the first time she ever talked about the Constitution was when Trump was president, as if, you know, she cares at all about any of the constitutional provisions. You know, they don't care about freedom of speech. They don't care about freedom of religion. Certainly, I don't know who has destroyed the freedom associated with freedom of the press and the purpose for which that was put in the First Amendment. But it's just one destruction after another. And now Republicans are joining with them in Washington as if the proliferation of guns is responsible for gun crime. Just absolutely ridiculous. And this kind of brainwashing, when you see relatively intelligent people, and I had a student in high school I thought was the stalwart student in my entire class of all of them, probably all the years I was there, she was brilliant. And she totally believed that gun control would work if it was done the right way, she said, if it was done the right way. And I'm shocked that her parents are not just absolutely horrified by the things she was saying and believing.
Well, they probably
but
taught her those things.
It's obvious that it's true. Well, no, they didn't. I don't think so. Her dad was quite a gun advocate. And so I'm not sure. Maybe her mom, maybe that's like, because I don't know her mom's views, but her dad was very much into the Second Amendment. So,
well, people are lulled into this false sense of security with these red flag laws. They believe somehow we don't really have to give our guns up outright. But what we got to do is we got to kind of limit guns. We got to have, you know, and what you're really doing is put your foot in the door for who's going to decide. See, that's why these red flag laws, these red flag gun laws are unconstitutional, folks. Who's going to decide what and how and all that kind of stuff?
Right.
And the problem is it gives government this list to say, well, hey, mentally ill shouldn't have gun, blind people shouldn't have gun, deaf people, you know, they, and we go on and on and on with this list. And what we need to understand is there's no authority to take away someone's God-given inalienable or unalienable right to self-defense codified in the Second Amendment. It's the law.
Or,
and they all want to
property.
Change it and manipulate it. But we let them. Or your what?
Yeah, it violates the Fifth Amendment as well as taking property without due process. They think they can just come and take it because they're going to make everybody safer and they can enter your home and violate every principle of freedom and take your gun, take your property without
due
process.
Ladies and gentlemen, red flag laws are simply unconstitutional. That's the bottom line. There's no check and balance. There's no authority. You got to ask the question, which law takes precedence? If you have a gun law on the books or the supreme law, which takes precedence, huh? Liberty Roundtable, live.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Calling all patriots. Come meet a modern day hero, Tom Jones, on day 68 of his 76 marathons in 76 days on behalf of the American Village West. We'll be at the Liberty Hall in Far West, Utah on Friday evening, June 24th at 5 p.m. There will be free food and drinks. Who is Tom Jones? Loving Liberty's Sam Bushman interviewed him on day one in Alabama just moments before he began his first marathon. Get to know Tom at unitedwepledge.org.
In message one, we said that Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44, gave the left evil, spiritual power the more they use the lies. The political left today is the beast. Now the Bible confirms that the dragon gave him, the beast, his power, Revelation 13:2. The extra evil spiritual power that comes from the beast by their lying is what accounts for the string of the leftist criminals in the government that have never yet been prosecuted. It also explains why American capitalists support communism in the 21st century. Note 1, that behavior of capitalists was predicted by Vladimir Lenin, a cell of the beast. Note 2, Henry Ford was a capitalist, and he would have never gone communist. The difference between Ford and the present day end-time capitalists is that Ford was born and educated in the Kingdom of Christ, 19th century America, the New Jerusalem, Revelation 21.
All right, the good Sheriff Richard Mack and Sam Bushman on your radio, CSPOA.org. We're talking about this red flag unconstitutionality, folks. It's bogus, and we need to stand up against it. Everyone should be absolutely livid that the Republicans are turning against us all on this. They're saying, well, maybe we can have some, maybe we can. It's a shame, folks. It's criminal. They don't have any authority. It's wrong. It needs to stop. Richard Mack was the key person to stop Bill Clinton back in the day when it was the Brady Bill. Eerily, 25 years later, the same issue is on tap. Why don't they read your Supreme Court case, Sheriff? I don't get it. I just don't understand. We're right back in the same spot we were. Sadly,
yeah,
this time,
and
I don't think we have a Richard Mack to stop him.
Yeah, your friend and mine, Ron Burns, freeze dry guy, may he rest in peace. He said that my Supreme Court case bought the Second Amendment about 25 years. And he said that a lot. Almost every time we talked, he reminded me of his opinion about that. And it appears right now that he's absolutely correct, because here it comes again. Here, and the IRS and federal agencies are buying up ammunition. And it's not because they need it. It's because they're trying to make it unavailable and price and the price go up to where the average citizen cannot afford it anymore, because the Second Amendment says nothing about regulating ammunition. So they're going to go after that as if they respected the Second Amendment at all. But it is a, quote, to them, a lawful way to make it difficult for law-abiding citizens to get
it. It might be lawful in a manipulated, dishonest way, but it's unethical and immoral. Let me give you an example. If I have the right to keep and bear arms, that right shall not be infringed. And if a well-regulated militia is necessary for the preservation of a free state, then it really highly, the reference is that we need to defend the state, not the general government, first of all. So it's the militia relates to the states, if you will. But furthermore, if I have a right to keep and bear arms, that will not be infringed. Taking away my ammunition is infringing on my right to bear arms. Because to walk around with a piece of metal that can't fire because there's no ammunition is bogus. So again, this is where they take license to manipulate. But ladies and gentlemen, understand the intent of the founding fathers, which was self-defense individually, but also collectively, to stop out-of-control government from destroying our liberties, from violating our rights, from turning us into a tyranny. And you cannot do that with ammunition. So therefore, you know what? They're on shaky ground. But again, gun rights are serious. And here's what tells me. You got red flag and false flag. Red flag is when they want to take away our guns. False flag is when they want to use guns against us. And here's what's being done. The latest false flag confusion in Valverde, Texas. They never attempted to even unlock the door to the two classrooms where this guy shot and killed these people. I guess he shot and killed 21 people May 24th. Now, that's what the San Antonio Express News is reporting. Okay? It turns out that they didn't even try the door, Sheriff. And it turns out that due to a malfunction, the same malfunction that let the outside door let the shooter in, is the same. The doors weren't even locked. They never even tried. They were there for over an hour. They were looking for keys, they claim, but they never even tried the doors. And video surveillance shows that they never even went up to try the doors. And now this is being the latest scandal in this situation. So let's take away the guns. But yet, you know what? We're going to lie and confuse on this topic. And the list never ends. Now we heard the door was propped open by a teacher. Then, of course, it was not. But yet the door was unlocked and he got in anyway due to a malfunction. Now the same thing with these doors to these classrooms. They weren't even locked as the latest. Sheriff?
Yeah, I saw that, and I also saw some people in law enforcement making excuses for some of that, saying that the officers have been threatened with lawsuits and jail time, so of course they're not going to be aggressive in pursuing an active shooting situation, because that's all they're thinking about is the repercussions that are going to happen to them if they shoot somebody, or if they accidentally shoot a child in one of the classrooms or whatnot. And I'm going to tell you that I think that's completely bogus. In a active situation like that, cops aren't thinking that. And if they are, then there's something wrong with them, because this is the training they get every month, every police academy. This is the thing that you forget everything else, that you're sitting there saying these kids are being shot in there and you're wondering if you should do something because you might get sued. That's bull. I'm going to put that right in the bull loney file. There should be one thing in your mind. And this is, like I say, this is every bit of training. There is no training. Oh, you might get sued if you go into an active situation where children are being used as target practice. No, I'm sorry. I don't believe that. I don't buy that. Even if it's part of the truth, even if it were a little bit valid, which in some situations it might be, but This is when you save the lives of children, and that's the only thing you're thinking about. And for any officer to be hesitant in that moment, I don't buy it. If they were thinking that, then there's something wrong with them. It's not. I'm not going to blame society on that. I'm not going to go there.
Amen. But not even trying the doors.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what about not even trying the doors, though? I don't even understand that. By human nature, even if you want to get in somewhere, you know what?
Ridiculous.
Even though five guys tells you the door's locked,
I'm not buying
the door's locked, Sam. People go up and try it again anyway, just cause, right? I mean, I'm not. Something's wrong, Sheriff.
Well, what was wrong was that chief of police and probably some of his own political views, but it was crazy that he ever did what, you know, that he didn't say, okay, everybody, attack, let's get this going. And the first officer, if I had to wait for backup, I would go in by myself. Most officers have. In fact, the Border Patrol officer asked a restaurant or bar owner, wherever he was at the time, I think he was at a restaurant, you know, the time of day, and he asked if he had a gun, and he was going to go in, and he went, because that's the attitude of a police officer at that time, and that's exactly what it should be. You go in, and you do everything you can. You have a responsibility to save life, and especially with children, and so. Yeah, you do your job at that time.
Let me give you a Kindergartner 101. If you hear a door's locked and people tell you a door's locked and you think a door's locked because the doors are supposed to automatically lock and you have people being murdered inside, the first thing you do is try the door, Sheriff.
Yeah, or if you think it's locked, then you kick it open or you get the battery ram, you just like you use on a no-knock warrant, and you smack that door open. And some large, loud sound like that is going to very much startle the shooter, and he's going to do what they all do, and they give up, they put the gun down, or they shoot themselves. And that needed to happen immediately. And
amen. Or they panic and run. If they think they can get away, they try to make a run whatever.
Right.
All right, so they're pushing these unconstitutional red flag laws when the police in Uvalde, Texas, never even tried the door. Most likely it was open, surveillance tapes show. The latest scandal in this weird scenario where now, you know what, we see over and over and over, they try to use these red flag laws and false flags to take away law-abiding citizens' guns. Meanwhile, the border leaks like a sieve, Sheriff. Turns out now that Joe Biden releases over 1 million illegal border crossers in the U.S. since taking office. You want to respond to this one?
This is so astonishing and such a catastrophe and such a disaster. And he never addresses it. And he assigned the vice president to be the border czar and to come up with some sort of plan. And the main comment she's made about it is, a reporter asked her, well, have you ever even been to the border? And she goes, no, but I've never been to Europe either. You know, stupidity like that. And then this lady wants to be president of the United States. It's astonishing how far they've allowed the border to go. I'm still shocked that Arizona and Texas, I'm not shocked about New Mexico and California, because we know what radical leftists they are. And they want the Democrats to get more votes, and so that's why they're letting them in. But it has nothing to do with helping people or being safe or making America safer. It's all about politics.
1 million illegals since Joe took office, ladies and gentlemen. And Joe says there's no problem at the border. All those will become voters. Not all of them, but a significant portion. You can bet on that. Hang tight, Liberty Roundtable Live, the good sheriff with us. This is your favorite hard-hitting talk radio broadcast.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After the sudden death of comedian Bob Saget, two Orange County, Florida sheriff's deputies were disseminating information about Saget's death to their friends and social media before Saget's wife, Kelly Rizzo, got the information. The officers have been suspended for 81 hours for their roles in the case after being found guilty. Today is the first day of summer, and as Americans hit the road, the shock of how much gas prices will hurt is front and center. President Biden said Monday he hopes to make a decision about a federal gas tax holiday by the end of the week. Vice President Mike Pence on Monday called out President Biden for allowing this man-made economic disaster to take over America.
All of this is a man-made economic crisis with 100% of the blame going to President Joe Biden and the radical left Democrats driving policies in the Congress of the United States.
USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Uvalde, Texas, parents of victims of the Robb Elementary School shooting have called for the resignation of school district police chief Pete Arredondo at an emotional school board meeting Monday night. 19 students and 2 teachers lost their lives by a crazed 18-year-old boy. The most patriotic state in the nation is a big one. In fact, it has more land than California, Montana, and Texas combined.
According to a report from WalletHub, Alaska is the most patriotic state in the country. The personal finance website compared each state across 13 indicators, including veterans per capita, average number of military enlistees, Peace Corps members per capita, and the percentage of adults who voted in 2020. All 13 of the indicators fell into 2 categories, military engagement and civic engagement. Rounding out the top 5 is Montana, Virginia, North Dakota, and Oregon. The top 5 least patriotic states were Arkansas, New York, Rhode Island, Florida, and Massachusetts. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, airlines continue canceling flights by the thousands. They're blaming bad weather and pilot shortage, creating travel chaos. Sheriff, we've never seen this level of cancellations that I know of in America.
Well, it's mostly, and I worry about that a lot because I fly a lot, and I worry about that this week, especially because I'm going to Washington State on Thursday, and then Friday I'm going to Florida. So I hope I make all my events. But the problem is that so many of the pilots started taking early retirements because of the COVID situation, and a lot of people were quitting, laying off, getting laid off, and then trying to get them all back has been nearly impossible. And so they're trying to get pilots out of retirement and come back to work, and a lot of them have seen that they don't need to. And so it's again, if you take Biden's accusation to Trump and all the horrible things that were going on the last part of Trump's administration, well, Biden said everything was Trump's fault. And people said, question that. And he said, this is his country. This is his brand. This is his footprint on America. And he is responsible. And now all of Biden does is, no matter what's going on, is deflect and hide and run and get to his basement and act like he has no say in any of this, including inflation, that there's absolutely nothing he can do. That this is just a worldwide phenomenon, and then we need to push through this because it's the transition of getting away from fossil fuels. So anyway, this is his footprint, and
what do you
he's
predict
absolutely
on
this? Correct.
What do you predict on this? Is this an intent? Let me give you kind of some relevance here. We destroyed the mortgage industry and the housing industry back in 08, created the greatest meltdown ever since the recession. Since the Depression. It was the greatest recession.
Depression.
And now they're doing the same thing to all things fossil fuel. You know what? They say gas is going to continue to go up. They're talking about a possible gas tax holiday. But that's just a temporary blip relief anyways. The truth is, it's just going up. It's intentionally done. They're turning off refineries left and right. They're turning off coal-fired power plants left and right. You're going to see a gas problem, a fuel problem. You're going to see an electricity problem. You're going to see all these problems on the wake of their agenda. It reminds me of the idea, you know, Sheriff, don't quit your job till you have a better one. Well, they're quitting their job. They're quitting energy before we have any better things in place. Look, the writing's on the wall. You can see it. I'm predicting that the airline industry, it just gets worse. Even if they hire new pilots, the cost is about doubled as well to take a flight now.
Right. Yeah, it has. I've definitely seen that. And I'm going to make all that tax deductible because inflation is a tax. And I'm going to deduct every one of those from our taxes. But the problem is that we just have a socialist, if not communist, regime in Washington, D.C. And what Republicans and Democrats have been taught and inculcated about and brainwashed about is that they are in charge and they can do anything they want, the Constitution notwithstanding. And it's just really frightening to see the disasters caused by these people, and then we still hold them up as heroes. And I could bring up a couple of senators that we'll see around July 14th, who you and I both tried to talk to, did talk to in some cases, and they still do nothing about the horrible things going on in Washington, D.C. Again, there's another headline out today about Amos Miller in Pennsylvania being fined $250,000 by the USDA. Maybe it's FDA, maybe it's FBI, maybe it's IRS. Who cares? They're all the same. And I do know who it is. It's USDA. And this was under the Trump administration where this started against him. And we, you and I and some others, Kurt, tried to talk to senators to get them to back off and leave these Amish farmers alone who are merely practicing their religious beliefs in their business. And this is absolutely unforgivable. It's absolutely inexcusable that any senator would allow this to happen. But they do. And the IRS keeps marching on with their cruelty and their bullying and their criminal activity against American citizens. USDA is down doing it to these easy targets and these passive law-abiding people. And now they're being destroyed by a bureaucracy that is completely controlled by the United States Congress. And Congress, what are they so involved with? Well, mostly just getting reelected and fundraising.
Well, they're going to steal your guns and they're going to make January 6th an insurrection act by public television.
I do like the Republican Party in the GOP in Texas, who booed John Cornyn, one of their stalwart senators from Texas. They booed him when he took the stage because of his compromising on the Second Amendment, and rightfully so.
Good for them. A lot of the Republican platform is good too. We got to give credit where credit's due. Right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
All right. So here's the real question. Speaking of the Republicans, can Ron beat Don in 24?
Can Ron beat Don?
Ron DeSantis, can he beat Donald Trump in 24? That's the assertions. And Don says, Donald Trump says, don't worry about him. I can still beat Ron. The debate's on, and I don't know who's really running. Neither of them have announced is what's interesting about that.
Well, Don is certainly running, and I don't believe DeSantis.
I don't know if Don's running. He hasn't announced anything.
No.
He loves to play games with you. And
okay,
make
you mark my word right now. You mark my word right now. Everything he's doing right now is because he's running for president. Everything. Yeah, he is. That's 100%. He's running.
All right. He might. Time will tell.
The only reason he wouldn't is if he's not healthy or something happens that way.
All
he
right.
is
so
running.
The question remains, can Ron beat Don? And will Ron run?
I don't think DeSantis is running this time. I'm not going to say 100% like I know Donald Trump is running. But I don't know about Ron. I think he might bide his time and be the star for the next one.
All right. Yeah. Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on the ball. But Don claims he still can beat Ron. I don't know about that. Time will tell. It all depends on what happens. Look, Donald Trump has lost a lot of luster. I know he still has plenty of power, plenty of money. I mean, he's paying the ex-wife of Gavin Newsom, Don Jr.'s new, I don't know what you call her, concubine? I'm not sure. And she literally got $60,000 for a single three-minute introduction speech. So that's where your money's going when you donate to those guys. And again, you know what? Donald Trump complains of election fraud. But as far as I can tell, when real people with real ability to do something about it want to jump to the cause, Don's absent. Donald Trump is absolutely absent from the discussion, as far as I can tell, Sheriff.
Yeah, there's a lot of people absent. And and I still really wonder where, like Rand Paul, he really confronts Fauci, and rightfully so, and I really respect him for that. And he really is right on about both sides, Republicans and Democrats, being fiscally irresponsible. And that's putting it mildly, of course. But yet I really, when it comes to real issues, and he has assailed the IRS, but he needs to really take this IRS.
If he does that, they'll just attack him and get rid of him like they did Steve Stockman, or they'll basically put him in diesel therapy and abuse him and ruin his life like they did George Hansen of yesteryear. You take on the IRS, you're going down, buddy.
Well, if a few more than just he would do it, then it would be a lot better. But
I agree with that.
The wimps, you know, we've got plenty of wimpy politicians in Washington. And, you know, they have a hearing every 10, 15 years about the cruelty and criminal activity of the IRS. And they have a dog and pony show hearing about it. And then nothing changes and nothing happens. And they go on and say, oh, see, we did something about it. Well, they did. They don't do anything about it. And so we're left to the sheriffs taking care of this. The border problem, sheriffs need to do it because governors in Texas and Arizona will not call out the National Guard and get this thing taken care of.
All right, so I'm gonna expand my question. Can Ron meet Don in 24? Or will Mitt get the prize? Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. I am Sam Bushman. Sheriff Richard Mack with me on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government, and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
All right, Sam Bushman and Sheriff Richard Mack on your radio. So while Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump fight it out if they decide to, will Mitt Romney get the prize? Yeah. I know it sounds preposterous, ladies and gentlemen, but I know this. These power-hungry bureaucrats, none of them really want to step back. The question is, who will the good old boy network promote next is the only real question, ladies and gentlemen. And I think Donald Trump might run in 24, but I think he's going to have a lot less mojo than he had the first go-round because of too many promises broken. Because while we wish Donald Trump would do certain things, he's proven he's really more of an insider than we all want to admit. All right? Anyway, the Pentagon now finally admits, and this happened under Donald Trump's watch as well, Sheriff, the Pentagon finally admits 46 United States-funded biolabs in Ukraine. After months of denials about the labs and claims that we are conspiracy theorists, they had fact-checkers declare it fake news and conspiracy, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Now the Pentagon has finally admitted that the United States literally has funded and supporting biolabs in the Ukraine. We are told over and over they didn't exist. We are told over and over we are conspiracy nuts for bringing it up. Now they blatantly admitted there's 46 labs. Sheriff Mack.
Well, but the question remains, what are they doing?
All kinds of stuff.
Conducting legitimate services, or are they doing eugenics?
Depends on who you ask, right?
Well, yeah, exactly. You know,
but why would we have? Yeah, I do. Why would we be funding a biolab in a foreign country?
Well, that's the other point. I said I don't mind a biolab existing, whether or not the Pentagon should be part of that. Makes you think that they're doing something.
About it being in the Ukraine, though, on the border with Russia? And now we're at odds with Russia and everything else. And you kind of go, why are we meddling there? Why are we there? Why would we have a lab there in the first place? What's the advantage? How can you keep it safe? How do you prevent, even if you're doing legitimate research, secrets from falling into the wrong hands? How do you?
Right.
All I'm saying is it's nothing but disaster. There's no justification whatsoever, sir.
Well, what the lab is doing and where it came from are two different things. So is the lab conducting a legitimate service or studies or experiments?
Well, do you want to add, hold on. Do you want to trust the government? Do you want to trust the government that told you that it exists, that it didn't exist, and that we are conspiracy nuts? Are they the ones to tell you if it's performing legitimate functions or not?
Yeah, but they tell us that UFOs didn't exist for a long time, too, and now they're kind of changing their tune on that, too. But, you know, what's the real problem and what are they doing is what I want to know. But
how are you going to know the truth?
About that. We have to trust the guys that were lying about it. Yeah, okay, you already know I don't trust the federal government to do anything.
I'm saying there's no justification for being there whatsoever, and the fact that they lied when we even brought it up tells me there's problems there, whatever they are. I don't know that I can say for a fact, but I'm saying, hey, if they're going to lie about their even existence and they're backed by the Pentagon in a foreign nation,
right.
At the least, it's a national security crisis.
Well, it's definitely something we shouldn't be spending money on, especially coming from the Department of Defense, which appears that that's happening. So, yeah, I would have to say my angst and anger and objection would be the Department of Defense doing it in the first place. And if it is, then is that a legitimate concern for Russia? And you'd have to say, of course. So.
Well, and you also have to ask yourself a question, though. What is the advantage, even if the lab is doing legitimate stuff, what's the advantage to, one, having it there in the first place, but not one, not two, not 10, not 20, but 46?
46.
Okay, it becomes a liability. Why in the Ukraine? Why on the border with Russia? It seems like we are just baiting our enemies.
Well, maybe that's where Hunter Biden got his job, and he was making sure that they were all being conducted properly.
Yeah, but see, we're not going to dig into that. That's not even real, Sheriff. Come on.
Oh, boy.
Vote fraud's not even real.
Well, I just like to know where Hunter Biden, with no job, really, except being a consultant to the Ukraine and to China on engineering issues and scientific issues, where did he get, just when his girlfriend or former girlfriend or one of his girlfriends or one of his concubines got pregnant and just came, and he just paid her $2.5 million, just like that.
That's no problem, is it? It comes from Joe Biden. Joe Biden's rich.
Yeah, for a drug addict, though, that's pretty good money. But
yes, it is, sir. But see, that really doesn't exist either. Neither does vote fraud. Neither do the labs. Anything you think up is nuts on parade, buddy. That's the problem. The United Center says that the federal government's lying, that the administration's lying. Rick DeSantis says White House lying about COVID shots for kids. Governor not surprised that mainstream media would amplify the lie. WND.com. So here's what happened. Ron said, look, we're not going to bring these clot shots for kids in. There's no evidence that they're legitimate. Even Rand Paul quizzed Fauci and proved, look, there's no evidence that they even work. There's no legitimacy whatsoever here. Even Fauci says there's no studies to verify the data. Now they're literally rolling out these. The CDC and the FDA all on board, the administration on board. Ron says no. Now the mainstream press is saying Ron is literally preventing parents from letting their children have the shots. Ron says that's a lie. I'm just not going to bring it in and use my government capabilities or partnership to bring it in because I don't think it's legitimate. But look, you could still order the shots. You could still get the shots. You could still take the shots. No one's violating your agency. But they're literally manipulating it as to be that Ron DeSantis is a tyrant and he's preventing shots now. And then the media amplifies this dishonest manipulation of the truth. Sheriff?
Yeah, no. I mean, big surprise. Washington, D.C. is lying and Fauci's lying. Well, Fauci bragged about how he got the vaccination for COVID, had three boosters, so he's had at least four. And then he just recently got COVID. And I think what we know, and I said this to my son and daughter-in-law, who both got the vax, and we were in Texas talking to their neighbor. And I said, after we had that full discussion, they were talking about all that. I said, I think we can come to the bottom line is this. The vaccination has not worked. It has not been proved safe or effective. And people who get vax get COVID. And people who... and people who don't get the vax also get COVID. And so the vax really has provided nothing to us except a potential of early heart attacks, blood clots, and a change of your DNA, which appears to lead to further health issues as you get older and even early death. And so that's all we have from this COVID vaccination, and thank you very much, Donald Trump, Dr. Fauci, and Joe Biden, and Washington, D.C. politicians trying to play God with all of that. No, It's all out of control.
All right, I'll add insult.
Washington D.C. corruption.
I'll add insult to injury for you. Headline says this COVID shot will be available. Never. These drugs will not be manufactured. WND.com has the story. What are you talking about, Sam? You ask. Health experts claim that the Food and Drug Administration had fully approved the Pfizer Inc.'s BioNTech COVID-19 shots called Comirnaty, or however you say them, right? But the truth is, the drug company now has revealed they simply won't be available. You heard me. The company has updated the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's website with that detail. As Liberty Counsel has stated from the beginning, there is no FDA COVID shot available at all. Let me say that again. There is no FDA approved COVID shot available. They're all under emergency use. Now, all of them are under emergency authorization. And we brought this up and they said, oh, you're full of conspiracy theory. It isn't true. The only reason we haven't changed the labels is because we have too much inventory of the other one. But my response is, if you have literally an experimental shot and an approved shot, I don't care what inventory you have on hand, you would go to the approved shot, wouldn't you? Well, they didn't, and they couldn't, and they can't, and they don't, and the list goes on and on. But now they're admitting blatantly they don't even have the approved one available, and they're not going to have it available. We told you so, folks. Now they say we're conspiracy nut. Now they have to admit we're right, Sheriff.
Oh, yeah. No, there will be no admission like that, and there will be no apology, and they'll not ever go. No matter what happened in Ukraine or happened about this, they will only go on to another issue. They won't ever stop and say, we were wrong. These so-called conspiracy theorists were right this time. No, that is not part of their DNA. Excuse the pun. No, they will just go on to another thing, and they will shame everybody and force everybody to take these vaccinations that obviously have not worked. And now give them to children. Well, I predicted a long time ago that it would be you would get them at birth. So as soon as you're born in one of their government hospitals, they will vax your kid, whether you like it or not. And there you go. A vaccinated, ready for prime time death squads in every hospital that are supposed to be protecting our health. And who's going to protect our health choices is really another good one.
I don't know how to respond to this except for we told you so, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. So it's really startling that we still allow this as a people, but I'm really proud of the GOP in Texas who really, I don't know, wow, how they got so many conservatives together in Texas like that to actually boo Cornyn, the senator who thinks gun control will help everybody. None of these gun control measures are aimed at criminals. None of them. They're all aimed at law-abiding citizens. And so, secondly, the only thing, even a hint from the founding fathers, was that you can try to keep them away from criminals. Because I think it was Samuel Adams said, who are peaceable citizens. You must guarantee that to peaceable citizens. Well, they're not. They're always attacking the peaceful, law-abiding citizen. And the crime will go marching on. Mass shootings will continue under these stupid laws that they're trying to perform and promulgate. It's going to continue, and they keep pretending to the American people that we're going to make you safer. 20,000 gun control laws already exist in this country, every one of them promising to keep us safer. None of them have.
Yeah, we just got to get them there earlier so they can sit around for an hour plus and do nothing, sir. Then we got to try to take the guns away from the good guys. You got it? Why? Because they want to destroy America. And when we told you they want to destroy America, they mocked us and laughed at us. And now every single day as they get more and more desperate, the evidence becomes abundantly clear. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Simulcast with the Sheriff Mac Show on TV. See you then. God save the Republic.